Welcome. You're listening to one of the last in a special series of episodes where we've taken out some of the key practical and useful insights from a whole range of our guests over the last 2 years. Now, this particular episode is going to be a really special one because it's focusing on the definitions of success of all of our past guests. So, as you're listening to this, make sure that you remember there are two things that you can do. The first one is you can go back and scroll through and listen to the full episode of the one which has been referenced. If you like their definition of success, then make sure you go and find it and listen to it and find out how they actually live their life in line with this definition of success. That's exceptionally valuable. The second prompt is that this is not our last episode. We're going to have a whole range of future guests which are coming on, and I want to make sure that you can learn from these mentors as well. So make sure you like, subscribe, and follow below. Let's begin.
Here's Josh Comrie. From episode one.
Success to me has many facets, and perhaps a good kickoff place is that it was one of my driving core values early in my life, and it was I was very focused upon it, particularly achieving financial success. And so if I now look at success, which I've gone through a number of different processes to kind of redefine what success means to me, and also I've kind of reduced the importance of that value in my life. And so success to me now means living a full life. And so what does that look like? That looks like being of service and of value to others, leaving people, organizations, the planet in a better place than I found it, living true to my values. And so that means ensuring that I'm achieving the growth, delivering the service and the contribution that I'd like to, living through curiosity and with love. And so if all of those things are present in my life, then I feel like I am able to be and live into this thing that is called success, which for me, for a very long time, originally in my career, I defined, you know, how do you achieve success? It was by doing the right things well every day, which is more of a process than it is like a mindset. And so I've moved probably 180 on a number of the things that once were important to me. And perhaps it's a midlife crisis, perhaps it's the benefit of a bit of age and maybe some wisdom that's crept in along the way as well. Perhaps it's some very difficult experiences that I've gone through, but all of these things have meant that success is kind of it's not a moving target, but it's definitely changed me over the course of my life, and I anticipate it to continue doing so as I mature.
Here's Rachel Vecht from episode two.
Well, it depends whether that's success for me or success for my family. But I would say I'm based in London, and I was really fortunate to have an outstanding education. I went to a really good school. I did really well at school. And, you know, now in my business, I work with some like really renowned, some of the top corporates in the world. So some people would say, yeah, that woman is successful. But that is absolutely not why I feel successful. And I kind of put my life in three main buckets. It's my responsibilities for my family and as a parent, then I've got my work, and then I've got myself. So I kind of see success in those three areas. And for me, success as a parent and with my family is really all about enabling my children to be their best version of themselves. So two of my kids are now officially adults, and I don't want them to be, you know, clones of me or to get too stuck in that competitive trap of parenting. But for them, I deem success as being able to have a really strong, connected relationship. And I had a conversation with my daughter at the weekend, which made me feel really actually successful as a parent, because she said, Mom, I think somewhere along the lines you must have done a good job, because I'm at university and I speak to some of my peers and I notice that some of them have not been home once, like the whole term. And they say to me, "What? How come you go home?" Like, she's really settled. She really likes it. And she said, "Well, because I want to, you know, see my family." And they're like, "Oh my God, like, we can't wait to get away from our families." So it's like that you have that relationship and connection and give your children like the skills, instill certain values in them, and give them the skills to kind of be their own person and survive in the world. And for me, success with work, and this is why I chose to go into teaching. I knew from a very young age that for me, whatever I was spending time doing, had to have meaning and purpose. That was always like my top priority. And when I was teaching, it wasn't so much like in your intro said I started my business because I felt parents didn't have the skills. What I realized was that most of the learning actually happens at home. So I thought, how can I have the biggest impact on children? And I felt like it wasn't by being a teacher in the classroom. It was about equipping parents with like the knowledge to understand how they could really help their children to thrive. So when it comes to work, it's definitely about having that meaning and purpose. And for me as an individual, I think success means being able to kind of show up in the world in an authentic way. So being true to myself and my core values. And when, you know, I've read quite a lot about positive psychology and happiness and what brings longevity in life. And I think that the biggest impact on your success in life is to do with the quality of your interpersonal relationships and recognizing that you have that choice every day. Like you can't choose what happens to you, but you can choose how you respond.
Here's Jai Kith from episode 3.
Being happy in all areas and having the confidence where you know that your desires can be fulfilled at a deep level.
Okay, so success in all areas and then the depth of, the happiness in all areas and then the depth of fulfillment in those as well?
Well, I guess happiness and fulfillment may define as the same thing. A deep sense of happiness, but not just in one area, all of life. Which isn't based in the specifics of the areas, but also a confidence that the desires that come forth from a deep, genuine place can be fulfilled.
So what's that depth that you're referring to? Because that's the first time I've heard anyone talk about success in terms of the depth in each of the areas. What's that look like?
For me, it's like the feeling core of every subject in life, you know, whether it be relationship, career, it brings a happiness that's, you know, not a happiness that's more surface, like, yeah, I'm having pizza this Friday, but more something. The deepest part of you that you can feel into yourself, basically.
Here's Martin Budin from episode 4.
Oh, wow. I've been thinking about this question because, you know, you gave me a heads up. You said you were going to ask this question, and it's tricky because you've got to go back to, okay. First principles. What is success? I think either you have an exceedingly low bar, like a low bar, like so low, as in not even alive or conscious, just like so low, like exceedingly low, which is a success. You wake up and you're like, just say I woke up and my goal for the day. Actually, if I had this as a goal, I wouldn't know what goals were, but just say I woke up in the morning and went, all I want to do is wake up, go downstairs. No. All I want to do is wake up, pat myself on the back and go back to sleep. Okay. Then I think most people in the world would be able to do that, you know, like, oh, Martin, back to sleep. If that's my goal, I've done that every single day, my whole life, 100%. Fantastic. Okay. Or you're just a ninja. You're Roger Federer. You go, you know, success for me is world number one, dominate the game. Basically redefine what it means to be at a certain age and completely dominate, and Roger Federer, just be a ninja. But I think most of the world are kind of somewhere in between, yeah?
Here's Sarit Vandegraaff, episode 5.
It's a big question. I was reflecting on it over the last few weeks. In fact, you know, when do you not reflect on what success means? I think that's one of those things that is always on my mind and certainly on my clients' minds as well. I don't know if I have a definitive answer for you that you could perhaps include in the Oxford Dictionary or something like that. But I certainly have my thoughts around that. I think for the most part, as you're growing up and, you know, getting into the professional world, going through uni and studying hard and or whatever your path is, there's a lot of focus on career. There's a lot of focus on salaries and titles. And it's almost drummed in, I find, sometimes in certain cultural backgrounds as well, one of which I come from, that, you know, you should take a certain path and get a really good job. And, you know, that what defines success. So I just wanted to give a context a little bit as to where I'm coming from, because my definition of success is, I think, quite different to that. Not to say that success at work is not important. I think it's hugely important. And certainly for me, I'd like to consider myself a successful person when I work. But I think it's much bigger than that. I think success really needs to encompass a few different ingredients, if you like, one of which might be fulfillment from the work that you do. But I think the key ingredients for me are meaning and purpose. And I don't think it would be a very new concept for your listeners or for you. No, you and I have had many a conversation around meaning and purpose. But I think if there is that meaning and purpose that guides you through life, then you're living a more fulfilled life. Your work, if there's purpose and meaning into the work that you're doing, then you'll find joy in that work. And certainly for me, I don't consider my work actual work. I actually really, really love what I do. And for me, it's just a part of the joy that I get from things that I do that, you know, celebrate my own strengths, passions, interests. It's something that I wake up in the morning and I look forward to. So for me, that's the definition of success, is looking forward to what you're doing and enjoying it. And if one of the bonuses is that you receive some income from that and it helps you support your family, then that's amazing. But it's not the motivator for me.
Here's Michael Ray from episode 6.
Oh, Harry, with me, I don't even like trying to define success. What I prefer to go through is satisfaction. Okay. Because success is an end point. At what point are you successful? At what point do you stop striving and sit back? And so I prefer to say, am I satisfied? If my life stays as it is, I'd be more than satisfied. But do I want to stay where I am? You know, it doesn't really matter, but I like to be able to go, if the opportunity arises, if something piques my interest, I'd do it. I went to university at 57 to start studying developmental psychology. I was 30 years older than the oldest person in there, just because it interests me. I wanted to know the fundamentals of why my daughter was developing in the way she did. And so that to me is success, having options, being able to take the opportunity when it arises and be able to meander down paths not often travelled and find the interesting things that you never would have imagined and go, great, I'm going to give that a go.
Here's Ben McAvoy from episode 7.
Look, for me, success is 100% about the journey and like not about the destination. I think if for me, success is living a little bit better every day, living, being happy, strong and healthy, and living a life that makes me and my family and the people that I have the privilege to just touch and be around and work with and, you know, and have it as part of my life, is to try and make their life a little bit better every day as well. So I used to be like really attached to like achievements and outcomes, and this is what I want to do and what I want to achieve. But for me now, it's 100% about just getting a little bit better every day.
What does better mean?
Like, I think as I get a little bit older, I get more and more self-reflective. And so I see the things when I have a good day and like everything goes well and I sleep well and I eat well and I exercise and I meditate and, yeah, I have quality time with my family and all of those things come together and I finish that day and I go, gee, that was good. And like, and all of the external variables have to align, all of the things out of my control have to align to allow that to happen. And when I have those days, which is very, very rarely, they're the ones that I aspire to replicate every day. And then I just think about, well, how can I make that a little bit better the next time? So so better is, it's almost like the perfect day. Although I always say to Lily and Grace, there's no such thing as perfect, so don't aspire to it. But I guess that's the contradiction that we all live with.
So how do you aspire to it if so much of it is external to you?
Well, I just think there's a lot of external things that I can't control. And again, I think the older you get, the more you realize how little you can control. And I think that part of that leads to then letting go of control as well. So I think, that's my aspiration. Like that's what I define as getting better every day. I don't know. It's just a work in progress.
Here's Sarah Page, episode 8.
How do I define success? It used to look really different for me 5 years ago. Success used to be stuff. It used to be having new clothes and more money in the bank and better things. Yeah, success was always stuff and how much I could get and how much I could do and how good I could be at my job. But now success for me is quite simply based on purpose and feeling like I have one. Being happy at the end of the day that I have done something impactful for someone else, being a good mum, and making sure that my child has whatever he needs to thrive. So my success now is based on making sure my whānau is happy and making sure my extended whānau of everybody that our charity works with, making sure that their needs are fulfilled as well. So I think it's changed hugely. And now I'm at this completely different point in my life where all of that stuff no longer matters to me and no longer has a success label tacked onto it.
Here's David Musumeci, episode 9.
Well, from the beginning, we started even earlier than that. I'd say like it was even in late 90s we started writing music together, Anthony and myself. For me, success, like obviously, there's a financial aspect to it, but it's never really been about that. It's just about doing something I love. And, for a very long time, even the first 10 years, I was making zero. So, I just had the shirt on my back pretty much and struggling to pay rent. So for me, I never really wanted to just do a job every day that I disliked. It was like, hey, we love music. Let's make a go of it, even though we had no idea how to do that. So yeah, success for me is doing something you love every day, and making it grow, and having that inner contentment. I guess that's success to me. Yeah.
So what does that inner contentment look like?
Yeah. So it's not like riding the highs of like just being happy. Like, when you buy a car or you buy a shirt or whatever, you get happy for that second and then it's like it's materialistic. I think it's more of it's internal, that you just every day is like you're fairly happy inside with what you do. Like obviously you have your ups and downs and the industry can be a massive roller coaster, and there's times where I have very down days, like everybody. But on a general consensus, like you're generally happy with what you do, and you enjoy waking up and doing it. So that's, I guess, to me, what that means. Yeah,
cool. So enjoy waking up and
doing what you love. And you're looking forward to trying new things, and you're thinking about how you can grow your business or grow or start something new, whatever it might be. Like it's exciting to wake up every day and approach what you're doing just getting excited about that. That's happiness to me.
Here's Nathan Barantakiri from episode 10.
Well, it's changed a lot over time. I mean, you know, I think to begin with, I was probably like everybody else, you know, proving I was worth something. And you will perhaps get into some of that later, but that's the thing that really drove me. So I just wanted to prove I was worth something. And that, you know, there's this system of success that, you know, we're all meant to kind of abide and understand. And if we really get the, you know, our dots lined up, then we can kind of figure out how to play that game well. So, you know, what you've just described is me figuring out how to do that over like a 20-year period of time. And I just kind of, I figured it out myself. And, you know, I wish it hadn't taken 20 years, but it probably took 15, to be honest. I think the last 5 years have been quite different, but, you know, it really took 15 years of just trying to just figure this game out. And what are all the parameters? And like, why am I doing it? What matters to me? And I didn't necessarily think about things in this way. I lived into what I'm about to share, but I didn't necessarily have it kind of so elegantly worded. But these are definitely concepts that were super important to me throughout. So I think I have generally defined success as living in that balance point between the need to create sufficient resources to live the life of your choice with happiness, health, and purpose. And the other aspect to me, which is super important, is while realizing your potential. So I think it's possible to, you know, fulfill that definition of success for some people without them necessarily needing to try too hard. For me, it's super important. Success is totally, you know, defined and contributed to by how much you've had to stretch yourself, how much you've had to adapt and grow in order to get to where you are.
Here's Marie Claire and Jerry Thorvet, MC, from episode 11.
So it was really hard to think about this. And I have to say, am I having fun? Am I living in the present moment? And, you know, I try to evaluate myself at the end of each day to see what my self-care level's at. And I know when I take better care of myself, I am more successful, you know, all around. And of course, being a mom and a grandmother is the most important thing to me. After being married to this guy, this amazing guy right here.
All right. And so what I'm hearing from you is really just, are you having fun? Are you experiencing life, being in the present moment? Are you taking care of yourself and your kids and your grandkids and connected with your husband? And those are the questions you ask yourself at the end of each day to know you've been successful?
Exactly.
Yeah, cool. And I'm sure there's so much to unpack in that as well. But Jerry, what's it for you?
I think as I've gotten older, it's been less about me and my successes and more about the success of the people around me. So that includes family, helping to support our children and our grandchildren. And of course, my wife has been my inspiration as far as helping my partner realize her own dreams. But as I got older, I kind of looked beyond myself and even my family and look at the company that we have. We have over 120 employees and really, we're a language school and then we teach over 400 students. So when I think about success, I think about making the lives of those people better. Helping them to be their best person and to realize their own dreams to the extent that I can. So it gives me the most satisfaction in helping other people live a happy life, a successful
life. Amazing.
Yeah.
And any way you measure that, helping others live a successful life?
I think the people that, certainly the gratitude that expressed towards me is one thing, but when I think of employees and students that are at our school, it's when they leave, it's on good terms. It's they say, thank you for helping me reach this point. I'm leaving you for another career, but it's to the extent that it's positive and appreciative, that's I guess, confirmation that I've made a success in their lives. And that's gratifying to me.
Here's Will Zhang, episode 12.
you know, a little bit about myself in terms of success. You know, it's definitely wealth is part of it, but over time I just learned, you know, relationship health and the impact you can make combined with wealth. Well, by the way, wealth to my definition is measured by time, not just by money. It's about, okay, how much time you left in the day after you can survive with, you know, the money that you earn. All those four elements added together, you know, health, relationship, wealth, and impact defines my, you know, definition of success.
Here's Damon Burden from episode 13.
I've kind of boiled it down to a really simple statement of freedom of time, because I think we all, the majority of us, at least at some point, want the financial wins, right? But if you look one layer deeper of why you want those financial wins, it's usually the things that come with it. It's not the actual finances. It's the freedom of time, the freedom of choices. You know, you had asked before we hit record, you know, how much time do we got? And I said, this is the last scheduled thing I got for the day. So, you know, we can let it go. However long we want to go, let it go, because I have that freedom of time to choose what I do and where. And then after that, I got my kids' basketball game or his practice. So I've never missed any of my kids' sporting games. I usually the one that takes them to practices. When it's warmer weather during the summer season, you know, I walk them to school because I like to get out and spend those last little extra minutes with them. So it's success is usually, you know, a layer deeper than the materialistic financial kind of things that we think we want.
Here's Niti Nataraja from episode 14.
Yeah, so success, I think, look, if you'd asked me this question 10, 15 years ago, it would have been very much career-driven and very much about, you know, where you are on the ladder, because I think that's kind of what we're conditioned to think of success as. But the last couple of years in particular have just sort of taught me that, you know, there's more to life, and actually for me, success now is about finding that thing that really fulfills you, that really, you know, gives you joy, not satisfaction, because I was satisfied with my job and everything else for a long time. But really what gives you that deep sense of, I know that there will be no regrets, you know, down the track, that I have led my life intentionally and with purpose, and that I can honestly say, you know, yes, I've been fulfilled through what I've done and who I've been, not just what I've done, but who I've been.
Here's Vin Jang, episode 15.
Wow, I didn't think we were going to go so deep so quickly, but I think I have a very simplified version now, as I am in my mid-30s. To me, success at the moment is doing things I love with people that I love.
Okay. So, all right. So there's, as with anything which gets super simplified, there's always details which are missed. So how do you define things that you love, and how do you define people that you love?
Things that I love are, in doing that very thing, time bleeds away. Time just kind of melts away. Mm-hmm. And those moments where you feel extremely, it's almost euphoric, it's drug state-like, and it's one of those feelings that's so difficult to describe. And for me, it's to give a context around it, it's when I run my in-person workshops, when I run the events I get to run, when I'm on stage, when I'm creating experiences with, let me give you a very recent example. So in January, we ran a little retreat where I got to run that retreat with one of my best friends and Craig, who's my videographer / experience manager. And when I get to create an experience for people, with people that I really love, it was unbelievably fulfilling, super fun. And that's what I struggle to find the words, because it's such an emotional experience, right? But it's fun, it's fulfilling, it's time melting, it's filled with humor, and it's impactful. So kind of five things that come to mind when I get to do something I really, really, really love. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And so you've got these incredible experiences and you're talking about these events which you're running, and especially when you're running it with people that you love and which you really enjoy doing
it
with.
That's so key, because I used to be a keynote speaker on my own, right? I used to be the one person that would be on stage crafting an experience on my own for people. The biggest difference that I've learned about what success means for me now is to craft experiences together with others, as opposed to, as a keynote speaker, you kind of craft the experience for the audience by yourself. Right. So that was a big change in my definition of success, is that I wanted the crew. I wanted to do it together with the crew. Yeah, which was a big shift in how I define success. Whereas before, success to me was achieving that feeling of doing what I love on my own.
Here's Adam Childs from episode 16.
For me, I mean, it depends, like, successful at what, right? Like, if we're talking about jiu-jitsu, you know, what's the definition of success? In my case of jiu-jitsu was being able to, for it to be my career and job. But I mean, obviously we're going to talk a lot about jiu-jitsu and what that means for me. Like, that's my whole profession and my career, and it's kind of the only thing I know. But honestly, for me to truly give you my honest answer to that question, it's unfortunately going to be super cliche, really, which that's going to sound so lame. but for me, my definition of success is actually just it's cringe just saying it, but it's just happiness, you know? Like, I'm not very financially driven at all. It's a very common a butting heads point for my wife and I. not that she's like only cares about money, but you know, obviously you get older, you have a family, you have kids, you know, things start mattering, like whether you want to buy a home or get a new car or what school are you going to send your kids to. And even if you don't care about material things or money at all, money is required to do any of those things. But yeah, like, so I'm not saying my wife is money hungry, but I'm just saying it's not a driving factor for me. And I've always considered success being in direct correlation with being satisfied and being happy.
Here's Ben Selkeld from episode 17.
You know, success is quite an interesting word. You know, for me, I think success is a feeling. You know, there's a feeling that comes when you move towards a target or a goal or something that you wish to achieve and you're able to fulfill it. And I feel that's when success as the term kind of lands for me. And that can be as small as having a successful day with my children to having a successful business, achieving specific targets, goals, and milestones along the way. So that's how I really define success. I think it's one of those ones that's quite taboo, you know, like a lot of people use the term success. What is success? How am I successful? And, you know, we use a lot of comparison around it. However, for myself, I'm always cautious of that and more looking towards, you know, the feeling of being able to make consistent progress in terms of where is it I'm heading.
Okay. So on the one, it sounds like you've got multiple kind of layers of success. Like, you've got the big picture achievement goal which you want to move towards. And then you continue to narrow those down as you even get as close to the point of, have I had a successful day with kids, or even have I had a successful hour with my children? Sounds.
Yeah, man. It's like one of those things too, you know, it's, you know, success is, you know, probably links to an extent towards happiness, fulfillment, joy, all those terms that, you know, a lot of us use and are searching for. I kind of have changed my view on success over the past decade through just working on myself, rather than being attached to something. You know, like it needs to look like this and then it's successful and then I'm a success. Because I feel that just really hindered me from being able to live my best life as a father, husband, and leader. And so that's probably why you get this long-winded answer to what is success. You know, it's not just achieve a goal or hit this mark. Mm-hmm. Kind of have a different view on it over the past decade of work on myself.
Here's Yemi Penn from episode 18.
Success for me, this sounds so cliche, but it was living life on my terms, which means sometimes there was lots of money, sometimes there isn't money, but learning how to be happy in both is being happy in the contrast of life. That for me is success. And I've never even said it that way. And that's why I love interviews, and I'm really grateful to be invited, is because I learn more about myself. But success for me is being happy in the contrast of life. I'm struggling at the moment, if I can just share that small print, I'm struggling to find that true happiness for me where I am right now in life, but I'm here for it. And that's how I felt then, and it's definitely how I still feel today.
Here's Martin Hume Cobb, episode 19.
Success for me is being able to sustainably live a fulfilling life across sort of the different important sectors of our life. And obviously, we want to do something purposeful, creatively or in business or in some sort of productive environment, because we're just wired that way. We're wired to want to make an increase in the world. And so being able to find a way to do that that's healthy and sustainable and rewarding is amazing. And often that takes a bit of a journey to arrive at. We don't just sort of get sort of kicked out of the end of school and suddenly we can just step right into that. There's a journey into finding your own, finding the sort of purposeful activities that are in alignment with who you feel that you are, and probably in alignment with your natural abilities, things that come sort of easily and feel very fulfilling when we're doing them. So there's that aspect. And I think along with that, for it to be sustainable, you need to have a support base of relationships with people close to you, but also I think with mentors of some sort. And that could come through the media, it could be through books you read, or it could be actual relationships with people who you've come to know, or people that you connect with sort of professionally. You seek out some sort of mentoring and you connect in that way. But for success to be sustainable, we need really wisdom. Wisdom to me is sort of the core element, which is sort of having a tool set of perspectives and practices that just deliver fulfillment across those different areas of your life. And then just being able to continue to upgrade yourself across those perspectives and tools. So seeking to have ongoing development in those areas.
Here's Matthew Elliott, episode 20.
The reality with that word is it's not static in any of our lives. So what was success, Harry, for you when you were 12 last year? Sorry, I know you've got a two-year-old, so that's probably inappropriate, but it evolves, doesn't it? So I can answer what it is for me now, but I could also answer for what it was for me, you know, 15 years ago. So that's the thing that makes life fun, is that the answer to that question isn't static. Otherwise, it'd be, we see people arrive where they want to get to and they're still not content. So I know that it's not, you know, it's not a set in foundation thing. But at the moment, if you ask me, well, what is your definition of it now? The word ease is what springs to mind. That's not sitting around my feet up doing nothing and, you know, burning incense. It's being at ease with who I am, being at ease that occasionally adversity is going to show up and knowing that I can handle it, being at ease that I'm going to be in challenging situations, and also I'm also going to be at ease with receiving affluence as well. So that's what I would define success as being just at the moment.
And here's Ali Terai, episode 21.
I think success is always been about doing what you love
with people you love and then doing those things so that they have an impact. So I think that's probably my overarching perspective on success. I think 5-6 years ago, I probably defined success a little bit differently. I thought it was all just about achieving outcomes that you set for yourself and executing on those. Whereas now, probably where I'm at in my life, it's more about, again, sounds a little bit cliche, but more about the journey, taking actions that are really aligned, you know, having a life, living a life that's ticking a lot of different boxes, just not achieving, call it professional or career success, working on things like becoming a good husband and father. I think that's always a practice that probably isn't very natural to myself, maybe to most people. I find it a lot easier just to set a goal that's very simple and then, well, not even simple, maybe has a perception of being complex, but achieving it when it's got steps that you need to follow that have been put forward in the past. Whereas I actually find maintenance a lot more difficult, which I think is largely relationships and parenting and the ongoing stuff. So to me, if I'm looking at success nowadays, it's getting better at those bits and pieces around nurturing and appreciating a lot of the things that are in my life that are great. So that's probably where I'm. So I guess, yeah, overarching.
And here's Chris Rain from episode 22.
I think to answer that question with someone with the mind that I have, it's probably a daily thing on how it is that I feel in my life and the things that are happening, and do I feel content and kind of happy with myself. That's probably really important always to come back to that. And then on a larger time frame and larger scale, probably my life's purpose is around addiction, and my mission is to move rates of addiction in Australia from 1 in 20 people that have a daily harmful addiction to 1 in 100. And that's through creating and building programs that support people to go through behavior change and recovery, and then also policy reforms at a larger scale in society.
And here's John Bale, episode 23.
I think for me, success is following your purpose. And to do that, you need to find out what your purpose is. And then you need to be ruthless in focusing on that purpose.
So how do you define what someone's purpose is?
You have to find that yourself. You have to identify what it is that you want to do in this world and understand first your values. So what as an individual makes you tick? And obviously that comes through your lived experience, your background, but also asking yourself, what do I want to do at the end of my life? When I look back, what is it that I've wanted to achieve? What have I wanted left behind or leave behind? And what do I want to be able to do through that period of time to make the world a better place in some way, shape or form? So I think it's recognizing and linking your values with the outcomes that you want to achieve your purpose. And for me, I didn't really know what that was growing up. I didn't really recognize it until, I guess, that watershed moment for me when I came to the realization around Soul Drawn and setting it up. And that was through the loss of a friend of mine, what my purpose was. And having unlocked that for me, it has really made sense then what, I guess, I want to do for the rest of my life in helping others and supporting others. And up until that point, I was still very happy and content. But having found purpose, I think that for me is a true definition of success.
So I hope you received a whole lot of value from engaging in that conversation. What were the key takeaways for you? What can you schedule in your life right now to make sure that the time you just invested into listening to this exceptional conversation with this amazing mentor and this amazing individual is time that wasn't misused, but was time that you've allocated properly to enhancing your life and improving it? Whatever it is, schedule it now, practice it now, be the successful person you're meant to be, live with purpose.